Hello again, and welcome to the April of 2023 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your monthly host, Marv Pikla, and also your discussionist for all things leadership, communication, professional development, and last but of course not at all the least, innovation stuff. This month, as I check my list of possible topics, nothing special seemed to rise up from the pages. Issues like creating a cool work culture or avoiding being a micromanager were all topics I've thought about because of the projects that I'm involved in, but something just seemed to be pushing me in a different direction. Then I thought about how many family issues, family concerns, positives, and just life circumstances that have become more pronounced in my everydays lately, more than ever before. Then somehow, I kind of drifted off and thought about my mom and how, well, Ma, okay, and how these learning moment podcast and Triple I time blog messages each week rarely convey an important life-developing experience that has helped me over time from my ma's viewpoint. And guess what? That thought and realization was the kind of the instant generator for this month's talk. The message is very unique in its design and delivery, but in the end, the learning moment is more than clear, and so here goes. First, the title of this podcast is, Where Are We Going? You'll Know When We Get There. Let me say it again. Hey, where are we going? Answer, you'll know when we get there. Next, let me describe the situation about the setting of this message and how it was developed. Our family was big. So picture my ma and dad and at least six of the eight of us riding along in a big Pontiac Catalina on a trip to somewhere. And dad, of course, was the driver and ma was the social director of all of us to stay somewhat pleasant and entertained in those closed quarters. And almost standardly, the beginning topic was, how are you doing in school? And it was on the table for all of us. And as you can assume, no one, and I mean nobody, had something good to say about school. Rather, it was more about who had a more negative story to tell, right? But this is where my ma's social director skills kicked in. She would say, hey, we're going to start with everybody taking a turn telling something good that happened in school. Daddy never gets to hear much from any of you guys, and especially about school stuff. So let's take turns and everybody else stay quiet until it's your turn to tell your story. And guess what? It worked like magic. In fact, most times, it even became more of a contest to see who had the better or best good story. And somehow the trips didn't seem so long. Our destinations were never bad anymore. And even when we ended up just going to Grandma and Grandpa's house, down the road not so far, everyone seemed to be a little bit more smiley, or at least that's what Grandma would say. Where are we going? You'll know when we get there. Well, I'm here to tell you we're there. And this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast is all about your ability to create positivity in a work situation. Think about the meetings and that you go to and how they often begin. And they begin with the negative. Something like, hey, this still isn't working. Or somebody saying, this person doesn't ever seem to get it. Or another saying, they always are asking us to do more. Do you know what I mean? Totally negative right from the get-go. And I guess what would happen if you asked everybody, if you required everyone to begin the meeting and that they had to report one good thing that has happened in their world of work? What if you assumed the position that would lead with the positive, prioritize the positive, and build on the positive? Do you think it would turn into a positivity contest? Would it make the session more of a fun ride? And maybe even make everybody smile a little more when you got there at the end of your meeting? My mom would be the first to remind me that her positive strategy did not work every time. But I think, because it stands out big time in my mind, I think it had a pretty good win-loss percentage. I believe this learning moment is even more important today due to the increasing amount of just negativeness in the work-life world. And it becomes everybody's job to try and change this bad, sad transition. We're out of time, but I hope you enjoyed this month's podcast, and I look forward to sharing more learning moments in the months ahead. And as always, thanks for listening.